Loving God, I pray the meditations and reflections this morning of our call to continue to serve you by our faith alone, maybe of you, by you, and for you. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated, folks, for a moment. New Yorker magazine a couple of months ago had a wonderful cartoon. Here you are, imagine yourself in a wonderful little donut shop. And the clerk is there at the front of the donut shop, and a police officer walks in, and the donut clerk, she's at the particular place, and she says to that particular individual, "You have the right to a glazed donut and a cup of coffee. If you cannot provide for or cannot afford a glazed donut, that cup of coffee will be provided for you. Please enjoy your visit this morning. Welcome in peace." Now, no statements being made about police officers here this morning. Just a simple little joke about the Miranda rights. The Miranda rights, if you can believe it or not, tomorrow, June 13th, 50 years ago, Miranda rights were made part of all that we are called to believe and what officers are asked to do once someone is taken into custody. Every cop show we have on TV today, CSI, Hawaii Five-0, whatever it might be, the Miranda rights are often exposed, are often written, and therefore spoken for us. You have the right to remain silent. You have a right to an attorney. If you cannot afford an attorney will be made available for you. You have the right, and anything you say and do can be used against you in a court of law. I think I messed that up a little bit, but the Miranda rights, 50 years ago tomorrow, the Miranda rights became a part of who we are as society. Every officer, when someone goes into custody, now offers those Miranda rights. Today, folks, we celebrate and talk about rights and righteousness. And we look to Paul's letter to the Galatians this morning, our second reading. Paul goes on to speak about the fact that you are justified by our belief in Jesus Christ, our faith, and not by our works. We are justified not by the law, but by our faith alone. So we think about those people, this early Christian community, the time of Jesus, they're all about following the law. See, 632 laws have been passed on through the Deuteronomic Code, from Moses and beyond. Imagine, 632. The way you wash your hands was presented. How you wash your pots and pans. Where you sit in the temple. How you pray in the temple. Are you kneeling or seated? 632 laws presented for the people. And they thought, if I follow every single one of these laws, I'll be right with God. I'll be righteous in the eyes of God. I'll be made right in the eyes of God. I'll be cool with God if I follow the right laws. So Paul comes on the scene and he says, no, it's not about the way you follow the law at all. It's about your faith in Jesus. It's about your faith. You are justified not by the law, but by your faith in the Lord Jesus. Watershed moment for this little community, as you can imagine. What do you mean I don't have to wash my hands in a particular way? What do you mean I can sit anywhere I want in the temple? What do you mean I don't have to follow those laws? All I need do is believe in Jesus as my Lord, and if I believe in him as my Lord, that's how I'm justified. That's how I'm made right with God. By my belief in Jesus, not by the way I follow the particular laws. Now, centuries later, a little history lesson just for a minute, Martin Luther and the other Protestant scholars gathered together during the Reformation, and this is where they made their split from the Roman Catholic Church. Martin Luther decides with these other scholars that no, we're going to follow this law by Galatians, and we're going to believe that it's through our faith and belief in Jesus. That's how we're saved. That's how we're made right. It's not by the way we follow the law. See, Martin Luther was one who starved himself daily. Martin Luther was one who came forward, whipped himself on the back with little thatches, as it were, because he thought that was going to get him closer to heaven. That was going to make him in right relationship with God. And then he realized that this isn't working. This just hurts. He wasn't making his way to God. So he goes to the monastery library and he reads from the Bible there. It is through our faith in Jesus, not by the way we follow the law. It's our faith in Jesus that makes us right with God. That's what gets us to heaven, through our faith in Jesus. Thus, the Protestant Reformation begins. The turn away from the Roman Catholic tradition and the belief that it is all about the way we believe in Jesus, not necessarily follow the law. Watershed moment for all of us. So there's a bit of a twist, though, however. The Greek translation of Galatians today speaks about, is it the faith of Jesus Christ Or is it faith in Jesus Christ that matters? The translation offers both explanations. Today we believe it is both. It is our faith, it is the faith of Jesus that's most important, and then it's our faith in Him that provides us our way to heaven. So see, folks, there's no little check mark up in heaven. There's no score sheet or Excel spreadsheet up in heaven that said, oh, Begley helped out with cleanup day. There's a check mark. Okay. Michelle Libby's doing intercessions today. There's a check mark right there. Okay. There's Joan Collins. She helped out with the counting today. There's a check mark in heaven. So-and-so came to church. So-and-so was on their hands and knees in prayer today. So-and-so's involved in vestry. Vivian's involved in the welcoming committee. So-and-so is a school teacher who will embrace today. Kathy Ryder sings in the choir, another check mark. The list goes on and on and on. That's not how it works. There is no check mark in heaven. It's about the fact that God loves us first. God has reached out to us first. We do all those things out of a response to God's love. So we're doing all the same stuff, but it's the reason why. I respond, I pray, I go to church, I'm active in my church because I'm responding to God's love for me who has loved me first. And I believe in Jesus as my Lord, therefore I want to give back. That's why I do outreach. That's why I'm involved in my church. That's why I'm involved in the community. Big, big difference. So we look to the Miranda rites today. And I have another one for us. I have another one for us as we gather, as we leave our sermon this morning. You have the right to proper judgment. Whatever you say or do can be used against you in the final judgment. If you need a Savior will be provided for you. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Friends, today we remember, we're not justified, we're not right with God by the way we follow the law. We are right with God through our belief in Jesus as His Son.